good afternoon, good evening, and welcome back to the Shed End 868 show with me, Jesus. It's the first episode for the new year for 2022, and boy, oh boy, was it a big bang to start the new year with. You know, this whole situation with Lukaku, it's just, it brought back the feelings of the situation with Kepa in the Champions League, in the League Cup finals against Man City. That was about 3 years ago, in 2019. And, you know, it just brought back up some of those feelings. Now, a lot has been said about it already, so I'm not going to go back down that road. The only thing I'm going to say about it is Lukaku just needs to, if he really wants to make it up to the Chelsea fans, he has to prove his worth on the field. And today he didn't do bad. He didn't do bad at all with the League Cup against semi-finals against Spurs. No finish there. So he didn't do good. He didn't do bad. Couple chances to score. Some good movements. Normal play with him holding up the ball. Unfortunate that although Kai got the opening goal to get that that injury, I honestly thought it was worse than initially, than it eventually was. Just his finger and then his shoulder was giving some problems. I thought that maybe he broke his hand as well as damaged his wrist. So we'll keep an eye on it, see what Tuchel has to say about that. We got the 2-0. First leg. So next week we go into the following week we go into the second leg, 2-0 up. So it's good, you know, Conte back to the bridge, which was going to be a bittersweet kind of moment. You know, we go 2-0. Could have been easily 3 or 4. Vuna had an excellent chance. Whatever he did, if he had tried to go around the keeper, try to go over the keeper. So it wasn't bad there at all. I don't think it have anything else that much that we could have asked for in this game. You know, coming off but the Liverpool game where we drew 2-2, that game was just phenomenal. That game was a real beautiful game to start the year with. Mendy was superb. Everyone was just, you know, on point. Everywhere just on point. Standing was back to the stadiums. So I think that contributed a lot to the atmosphere within the stadium. I watched it home here and I could actually feel that energy coming through the TV. So it definitely was a wonderful experience getting these guys, you know, seeing that we have the fight in us despite all the depleted players on both sides. We did excellent. So now it's just a matter of moving forward and maintaining the momentum that we have. So we are without Mendy as he's gone to the African Cup. So we have Kepa in post. You know, everyone knows my feelings with Kepa. He wasn't bad today. Didn't have much during the first half. Second half was a little more active, but he stood up to the defensive duties. Sa was a bit shaky. Was very lucky not to get a red card in the second half. At times I feel he tends to be a bit harsh and reacts. He defends on emotion, not logic at times. There's also some rumors that 4 teams, 2 in Italy, 2 in France, are actually looking to move with him on loan, So we'll see how that situation pans out in the future. As per the and Rudiger, they did their jobs. They did what they were supposed to do. They didn't invite unnecessary pressure on themselves, nor on the back line, nor with Kepa in post. Ziyech on the right and Alonso on the left, they did excellent. Ziyech was very much active in this game. I would give him my Man of the Match award. If Kai had continued, it would have been Kai, because Kai was very, very impactful and influential in the, especially in the first half. But I would say Hakim Ziyech was personally was the Man of the Match for me. You know, Pulisic came on, did good. Vale came on, had a nice cameo performance there. So we again, we're seeing that Chelsea still, even at a quote-unquote weakened state that we are in right now due to injuries and COVID, we're still a team and a force to be reckoned with. The Liverpool game showed that, 100% showed what we are capable of. This game with the Spurs semi-finals first leg, yes, it could have and should have been at least 3-0, but let's not dwell on what should have been. We can only dwell on what is. And what is the fact that we have the 2-0 lead going into the second leg. It's going to be a different game when we go to Spurs Stadium, because we know how Conte will play. We saw a bit of it in the second half where they played a bit more rigid. You know, they came out flying off the block, in the second half. They were unlucky not to get at least one goal. I'm just seeing from their perspective, don't get vexed, man. You know, but it definitely was a great first two games, a good first two games back out from to start 2022 with, because coming up next we have Chesterfield in the FA Cup, and following that we have the massive game Manchester City on the 15th, and then we have Spurs in the league on the 23rd. So again, January is a mightily impressive month, definitely a month where we have to do a lot better than we did in December. December is gone, but December definitely threw our plans a bit out of whack, but getting back there slowly but surely. I'm still of the opinion though that we should have had games suspended, but it didn't happen. I mean, games played, points on the board better than games in hand. But when you're not getting the most out of the team because team players have COVID, I mean, it's definitely going to set back, whether you're playing and you win, it's definitely going to set back your progress and your process. I mean, the Aston Villa Liverpool game was postponed in the Carabao Cup because of Liverpool's situation with COVID. And we won't afford that, but let's not dwell on the past. Most we can do is just operate with what we have and keep our eyes to the future. And the future is looking good for us so far in terms of the academy players, in terms of what we are looking forward to for the next phase, both in the League Cup and favorable opponents in the FA Cup this Saturday here, with coming up against Chesterfield. Again, no game is a guarantee. You have to play for it, and on the day is when everything would be decided, you know. So this is and has been and was just a short episode, just to, you know, get back in the groove of things, back on the shed end. I haven't even turned on my mixer since the last episode, you know. So this one here is just, you know, let me just get this one, let me get this one done here. Chelsea, I don't know, again, I'm not going to speak about our situation with Lukaku. I think enough has been said about it. I have already made my statements about it, and it reflected a lot of the Chelsea fans. So I don't think anything would definitely be said that hasn't been said again, or wouldn't be repeated that was repeated before. It's just a matter of where we go from here, and let's see where we go from here, you know. The women's game, however, has been postponed. They had a game this week upcoming, a game postponed due to COVID again. So and then cases of COVID rising rapidly in England, UK, I should say, sorry, in the UK. So you definitely would see some games, more games being postponed. Transfer-wise, this window, now it's very much documented where I stood, I would say, on Saul. But I see in the cup games, he has shown a lot more tenacity, he's shown a lot more verve. I don't know why, but he's playing a lot better in the cup games. So maybe we keep him until the end of the season. I don't know. I'm just saying, that's just me. We need some very strengthened up on the left side again, as you know, Chilwell is out for the season. The treatment wasn't going good, so he has to do surgery. I don't think that it would be a bad idea to dip in the market for a left, someone on the left, either a left back, left wing back. We've had some interest in an Everton left back. So we will see. We will see where that takes place. Leon doesn't want the Emerson to be recalled because they have the buy option. So they want to exercise as much out of him as possible. So we will see how things progress. Where else do we think, do you think that we would need some reinforcements this season, this transfer window? I don't see anywhere else off the top of my head that where we would need strengthening, because everything else is all the other footballers, they are injured or quarantined because of COVID. Tuchel said that Chalaban and Silva are both on quarantine from COVID. So hopefully before February finishes, we, even by the middle of February, we should have everyone back and running, except, well, of course, Chilwell, as usual, as I said before. A full-strength Chelsea team is just remarkable. You know, to show you how remarkable we are, I have to go back to the Liverpool game. Kova and Kante, they bossed that midfield. You know, it shows that once we have at least one of them on the field at any one point in time, most times you'll have a good game. Yes, we have stats that could favor with Chilwell as well, but when we have both of them on the field, it's remarkable what we can achieve. I mean, Kova scored, that was his second goal for Chelsea in a very, very important game for us. Huge. Yeah, we didn't win, but we got a point. It can also be argued that we're so far still behind City, but what we can do is just keep getting points. Yes, I know we can't keep depending on the people around us to drop points. Well, we're second. You know, we're second. 11 points behind. Yeah, 11 points behind City. So, we get a point again from City. We just gotta keep winning. I mean, if we beat them, that'll be even sweeter. I definitely wish and hope the guys come out and put up their headquarters on that City side. You know, I'll set a next staple again. I mean, we played Liverpool twice, two draws. One was a 10-man in Anfield, which is hard to do. And the next one was the second of this month. Second day of the year. First game for us in the Premier League. And what we did, we went there, did a depleted side. Yeah, they had a depleted side as well, but that's not my concern. And we came out with a draw against them. So, I mean, we are there. We are not the finish or final product, because at various times instrumental persons have been injured or quarantined, so it's still kind of a bit of a hit in and out situation. So we definitely on the right track, though. We are definitely on the right track. There was some speculation and some arguments with regards to Alonso in the Liverpool game, and in this game it wasn't showing. I don't think it's fair to come down on Alonso just because he's so divisive within the Chelsea camp, you know. But he is there for, he's here to stay. He's going to retire by us. So whether you love him or hate him, you cannot underrate the fact, the work rate that he's done. What he's done to remain at Chelsea for so long, it's by far unbelievable. So he made himself valuable to the organization. What can we say about that? So going forward, we don't know what we already know. We have, just a recap, we have Chesterfield on Saturday, Manchester City on the 15th, Spurs in the league on the 23rd. So it's definitely, again, a very important one for us to get as much W's as possible, 3 points, wins, and go forward. And set up wonderful for when we go into February, where it will be final. Once things hold their current trend, it'll be final of a League Cup, FA Cup, set next rounds, the next rounds of the FA Cup, Champions League returns. So, you know, we got to get these things out of the way to focus on the next step against Lille. So that's it for me here today on the Shed and 868. You know, short, speed to the point. I will be back here next week again with you. So you have a wonderful day. Be safe, and we'll see each other again soon.